Say the word that Ty just mentioned.
我很感谢Ty王弟兄刚才讲的话。
It was a very short message.
是一个非常短的一个信息。
We have a saying in English, brevity is the soul of wit.
我们在英文里面说生命是非常短暂。
A lot of times a very small word can communicate a lot of things.
常常用简短的话语就能够对我们说很深的话语。
If we truly understood what our brother just said, we could enter into the promised land.
若是我们真能够明白我们弟兄刚刚所讲的话，我们就能够进到应许之地。
This is no small deal. The children of Israel did not enter in.
这并不是一件小事情，因为以色列的百姓没有进入到应许之地。
Because they never understood that Jesus is all and in all.
因为他们不知道主耶稣是充满万有，又在万有之中。
And so when they came across some adversity,situations that they were not mentally prepared for, they begin to murmur.
当他们遇见他们脑海中所没有想象会遇见的一些困难的时候，他们就开始埋怨了。
So, this giving thanks in all things.
所以在凡能够在凡事上谢恩。
Sickness, the pressures and problems that we go through in life is not a small thing.
在疾病中在我们生活中所经历的各种压力能够感谢赞美神是不是件小事。
It's probably one of those big stepping stones that takes us from mediocrity into union with Christ.
这是一个大步把我们从一般的光景中带到我们与能够基督的联合里面。
Reminded of the story of Job, before anything could come on Job's life, the death of his children,the destruction of his income, the enemy had to get permission from God.
那我们要看见在约伯的身上，在他的孩子都死掉以前，在他所有财产都被消灭以前，那个仇敌必须要得到神的许可。
It's a wonderful thing today to know our God rules.
我们的神今天还是掌权的，这是一件何等美好的事情。
But in order for that to become a reality, a little bit later on,this morning, we're just going to be sharing the importance of knowing Christ.
为了要让这件事情成为实际，我们等一下就会要交通到我们是如何我们能够认识基督是何等的重要。
Before we do, just let's look at a couple scriptures.
在我们交通以前，让我们看一些经文。
First one, Second Timothy.
第一个是提摩太后书。
Second Timothy 2 and the 7th verse.
第二章第七节。
Second Timothy 2, 7, that's right after First Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章第七节是在提摩太前书之后。
How many of you in here have received Christ as your Savior in the last 12 months?
有多少人在座有多少人在过去一年才接受基督成为你的救主？请你举起手来。
Last 12 months, anyone?
在过去12个月里面，你接受主为基督的。
How many say in the last five years?
或者是在过去五年中接受主耶稣为救主。
Okay, great. Let's look at this first.
让我们来看这节圣经。
Paul says, consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things.
我所说的话你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。
May the Lord give you understanding in all things. And let's compare that.
因为凡事主必给你聪明，让我们来对照。
With the last chapter in Luke.
对照路加福音最后一章圣经。
Luke 24.
路加福音24章。
And the 45th verse.
第四十五节。
And again, we're going to see this word understanding here.
我们要再看到这个字，明白。
Matthew, Mark, Luke, third chapter, the third book, the 24th.
马太、马可、路加第三卷书。
Verse 45, and Jesus opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scripture.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
This week, some of us brothers were fellowshipping together, and we were concerned that when this fellowship time would be able to reach everyone.
这礼拜有几个弟兄们在一起交通到说这个时候我们希望我们的信息能够达到每一个人心里。
We didn't want to have teaching in here, sharing in here that would go over our head.
我们不愿意在这边的交通或者信息就越过我们的头脑。
We'd like to just share a couple thoughts, a couple principles before we actually continue our fellowship this morning.
在我们继续今天早上的交通以前，我愿意与你们交通一些我的感想。
And the first principle is that the Lord Himself is the only one who can give understanding.
第一个原则就是我们的主耶稣基督，唯有他能够让我们明白。
This passage that we just read here in Luke 24, Jesus says this to His disciples.
在路加福音第24章45节，主耶稣对他的门徒们说，
Jesus has been speaking to His disciples for 3.5 years.
主耶稣已经对他的门徒们讲了三年半的话。
And he says in the previous verse 44, Then he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things might be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me.
就像44节说，耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
Jesus took the whole Old Testament during 3.5 years and he kept teaching, and he kept teaching, and he kept teaching.
在主耶稣与门徒同在的三年半时间里面，他把旧约的圣经一直拿来教导他们，教导他们。
And a lot of this information, was received by the disciples very similar to the way we learn history.
门徒们他接受这一些的教导，就好像我们读历史一样。
They would hear the stories of Moses, and they would learn the story.
他们听到摩西的故事，他们就知道那个故事。
But they saw very little, if anything, of Christ in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
但是他们在摩西五经、创出、利未生里面，却只看到非常少的基督。
And when Jesus would tell them about the prophet,They saw very little of Christ.
当主耶稣应用先知书的话的时候，他们也没有看见很多的基督。
Now understand, they knew the story. They could understand the story of Elijah.
他们能够知道这个故事，譬如说他们知道以利亚的故事。
They could recite the story back.
他们甚至能够重复说这个故事。
But for the most part, it was a mental perception.
但是许多时候只是头脑上的知道。
And then Jesus would go through the Psalms and do the same thing. And again, many of them memorized the Psalms by heart, but did not see the purpose, the meaning, the Christ in the Psalms.
主耶稣也会讲到诗篇，他们也能够背诵诗篇，但是他们却不明白在诗篇里的意思，在诗篇里面他们也看不见基督。
And here in this verse, just about 40 days before Jesus is going to heaven, Jesus says, again in that 45th verse, he says, and it says, and he opened their understanding that they may comprehend the scriptures.
在40天之后，主耶稣，这个时候40天之后，主耶稣就要升天，那这个时候主耶稣就跟他们说，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
Jesus was the best of all teachers.
主耶稣是我们最好的教师。
But until those disciples' understanding was open, there was a very, very limited amount of which they could understand.
除非那些门徒们的心窍被打开了，否则他们只能够明白非常少的事情。
We learn spiritual things only by the Spirit of God.
我们只能够借着神的灵来学习属灵的事物。
And this then allows all of us this morning really to be on the same ground.
这样子的话就让我们在座的每一个人今天都站在同样的水平上。
Just because you might be a new believer, that doesn't mean that you just get a little bit of the Spirit this morning.
并不是因为你才刚刚得救，所以你只有一点点的圣灵在里面。
All of God's Spirit is available this morning to teach each one of us.
今天早上神的灵是能够来帮助我们，来教导我们。
In fact, there's a tendency for those who are rich, who understand a lot of the scriptures, to be blinded, just like the Pharisees were.
其实那些明白是圣经的人，或者觉得他们自己很富有的人，他们就很可能像法利赛人一样，他们是瞎眼的。
There are things that might be said, even this morning in this morning's ministry, that might, you might not have a frame of reference or a background to understand a particular word.
也许在今天早上的信息的时候，你不没有办法知道这个圣经的出处在哪里。
And this is the second thought. First of all, God gives understanding. Secondly, don't worry if you can't and don't understand every word.
第一点是神耶稣主耶稣是会开我们的心窍。第二点是，若是你不明白每一句话，不要担心。
I'd like to think of it as when we eat fish, you come across the bone, something that you cannot digest, what do? You set it on the side of the plate.
我就想到说我们吃鱼的时候，你当你吃到骨头，你不能够消化，你就把它摆在一旁，放在桌上。
But I'm sure you've been around people who are afraid of bones, so they don't eat any fish at all.
但是你也认识有一些人，因为他们不喜欢那个鱼刺，所以他根本不吃鱼。
And we have a tendency to do that.I don't understand that word. It's too deep for me. I'm going.
我们有这样的那个倾向，我不明白这些话，那我就走了。
At least mentally, you might not walk out, but my mind is not going to receive.
也许你还留在这里，但是你的头脑却已经离开这里。
For the past 10 years, I have read a little devotional, Utmost for His Highest, each day, following it through for the 365 days of the year.
在过去十年里面，我每天早上都用竭诚为主这个来做我的灵修。
And I remember very well when I first began reading that book, how many sentences I had to sort of glaze over, because I didn't understand it. I didn't understand the spiritual meaning.
当我刚刚开始读那本书的时候，有许多的句子，许多的话，我只能够这样子读过去，因为我不明白。
And I even do that to this day.
即使到今天，我仍然是这样子。
But I've noticed over the years that each year when I go back through it, there is a greater understanding.
但是每一年当我在开始读的时候，就有更深一层的认识。
So there's another principle when we come into understanding, and that is being teachable.
另外一个原则就是我们要带着一个受教的心来接受教导。
Just being open to the Lord.
就是向着主敞开我们的心。
How many of you read the little story of Mimosa?
你有没有读过那个 Mimosa 这个故事？
Little Indian girl from India. I think it's in our library. It's a great book.
这是一个印度的小女孩的一个故事，这是一个非常好的书。
A little girl who had approximately 30 minutes of teaching in most of her life.
在他一生之中，他只接受了大概30分钟的教导。
She came to the village, she was saved, there was a little bit of information given to her, she went back to the village where I don't even think they had translation of the Bible into her language.
他来到这个村庄，他得救了，他接受了一些教导，他就回到他自己的家乡，在他家乡根本没有圣经。
But Mimosa was a God seeker, she wanted toAnd she looked at the stars like our brother was saying, and she just was amazed. Who put those there?
但是她却对主有一个寻求的心。她即使看到天上的星，她也想说，是谁把心放在那里的呢？
And this woman went from a very immature, a non-believer, to a mature person in the jungle just by being open to the Lord.
他就因着他向着主是敞开的，所以他从一个不信主，一个非常幼稚的光景，在他的那个丛林里面，他变成一个非常成熟的。
One of the key issues is, are we open?
对，有一个秘诀就是我们是否向主是敞开的。
Is our mind, is our heart, is our spirit open to be taught?
我们的心，我们的头脑，我们的灵是否向主是敞开的？
God is no respecter of person.
神不偏待人。
And just like Mimosa, when he saw a heart, even though there was no missionary to teach her, even though I can't remember for sure if she had what she had of the written word, she had an open heart, and God filled that heart with himself, with his purpose, and she came into the fullness of his purpose.
她就像那个 Mimosa 这个人一样，她是在主面前有一个敞开的心，主就来教导他，虽然是没有宣教士的教导，我也不知道他到底有多少神的话语，但是因着他有向着主的心，主就来教导他，使他在基督里面成熟。
And again, that is one of the reasons we just always stop often and we say, Lord, teach us this next half hour.
所以我们常常在主面前停下来跟主说，求你在下一个小时里面来教导我。
This is not a form.
这并不是一个条律。
This is not just part of the liturgy, part of the ritual.
这也并不是一个仪式。
It's an opportunity to engage your heart and say, Lord, teach me during this time.
只是简单来到主面前，跟主说，主，求你在这个小时里面教导我。
And I guarantee that everyone who says that from the heart means that I want to know a little bit more about the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. You'll be able to walk away as the Lord will teach.
我相信每一个人，若是我们从心里面真的求主来教导我们的话，今天我们早上离开这里时候，我们都会得到教导。
If the Lord Jesus could not communicate to the hearts of his disciples, just through mental, I know one thing, I can't.
若是我们的主不能够在头脑知识里面来教导门徒的话，我知道我也没办法。
But the Bible has given us a helper.
但是圣经有给我们一个帮手。
40 days after Jesus made this statement, he gave them a helper.
在主耶稣说了这句话40天之后，他就给了他们一个帮手。
He gave them the Holy Spirit.
他把圣灵赐给他们。
And the Holy Spirit enlivened the spirit that was like a dried prune in those disciples.
这个圣灵来就把那个在门徒里面好像干瘪的那个圣灵把它火化起来。
And then that spirit from the inside moved in and touched the soul of the person.
从那个圣灵从里面来摸着人的魂。
The soul, the mind.
这个魂里面有头脑。
The will.
他的意志。
The emotion,
他的感情,
and the spirit moved to the outside and actually touched the body.
那这个从里面的圣灵就出来，甚至来摸着他们的身体。
Spiritually made the spirit, the soul, and the body alive.
对，借着圣灵把这个灵魂体使它活过来。
So when we get up in the morning, we say, Lord, I need your spirit.
所以当我们早晨起来的时候，我们就对主说，主，我需要你的圣灵。
And the progression is, when we say that, and we believe that the Lord will give us his spirit, he enlivens our spirit.
And 进一步，我们真实的相信神会把这样的灵赐给我们的时候，他就能够让我们的灵活过来。
We all have a human spirit, but normally that spirit, again, it's just like a dried up fig.
我们人的里面也有灵，但是许多的时候我们的人的里面灵都是好像那个干瘪的无花果一样。
And again, when that spirit is enlivened, it will then move and enliven the mind.
当我们里面的那个灵被活过来以后，它也能够来清洗苏醒我们的头脑。
The spirit enlivens the mind, not just teaching.The way we learn math with our mind.
这个是乃是圣灵来苏醒我们的头脑，并不是好像我们学习数学一样是以知识。
And when it's done by the Holy Spirit, then we see Christ in all things.
当我们这样子在圣灵里面被苏醒过来，我们就能够在凡事上都看见基督。
Then we come into the reality of the purpose of God.
那我们就能够进到神旨意的实际里面。
And as our brother Ty was saying, then and only then are we able to walk through the things that are going to happen Monday. You know, last Sunday when we were standing, we did not know there was going to be an earthquake.
就像我们王弟兄刚刚讲的一样，我们就能够在每天的生活中行走。上主日我们在这边的时候，我们不知道星期一会有地震。
We do not know what is going to happen Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday of this week.
我们并不知道礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五会发生什么事情。
But there is one who has gone before.
但是有一个人已经在我们前面走过。
And with the enlivenment of the Spirit,
因着我们里面灵被苏醒过来。
We can go through each 24-hour period at peace.
我们能够平安地行走我们每天24小时的生活。
When Job heard that his children, his 10 children, were destroyed, all of his crops, and he was a very wealthy man, that verse came, the Spirit brought out of his mouth, the Lord gives, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
当约伯听见他十个儿女都去世了，当他看见说他的一切的财产都消失的时候，他说赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
I don't care if you know the whole Bible, absolutely by heart, mentally, you can just go memorize, you know all the songs by heart. When trouble comes your way, when sorrow and suffering, and they accompany us all through the week, when sorrow and suffering come this week, you mentally,will not be able to overcome.
我不管你是否对圣经你是否很明白圣经，或者是知道圣经你也能够背诵这些圣经，但是当在这个礼拜，当苦难跟忧愁来到的时候，你在头脑里面却不能胜过。
We will be able to maybe get it out.
我们也许会想要来靠着自己来胜过。
Sort of suck up.
或者是深呼吸。
I'm going to bust through this thing.
或者我说我要冲过这个。
I'm not going to let this thing get me down.
或者我说我不要让这件事情来使我低沉。
But there will not be that peace, that joy that the Lord wants to give us as we go through the valley of the shadow of death this week.
但是当我们经过死荫的幽谷的时候，我们却没有平安和喜乐。那是主所要赐给我们的。
Let's ask the Lord to teach us in these next few minutes that we have.
愿主在下面几分钟来教导我们。
Father, again this morning we're reminded that you're Spirit.
亲爱的天父，我们今天早上再次思想到你的灵。
You give life to your Spirit.
你借着灵在灵给我们生命。
You give life to our spirit, to our soul, and to our body by your Spirit.
借着你的灵，你把生命赐给我们的灵魂体。
And we praise you for that, and we thank you for that.
我们感谢赞美你。
We're thankful, Father, that it's not up to our pee-wee brains to assimilate spiritual things.
我们不能够靠着我们的头脑来明白属灵的事物。
But we have a helper.
但是我们有一个帮手。
And this morning we look unto thee.
那今天早晨我们来仰望你。
To save us.
来拯救我们。
To speak to us.
来对我们说话。
To let us see Jesus.
让我们来看见主耶稣。
So that we will want to run after Jesus.
所以我们要起来奔跑跟随你。
Open our eyes to this wonderful person.
今天早上把我们的眼睛打开，让我们看见这美丽的人。
By faith, Father, we just ask that you would give the speaker and the translator utterance.
因着信求你把话语赐给说话的人跟翻译的。
And hearing.
跟听的人。
In Christ's name, amen.
靠主耶稣的名 ,amen.
John 14:9.
约翰福音十四章第九节。
John 14:9. Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip?"
耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗
？He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, "Show us the Father"?
人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢
？Phrase there that we're going to concentrate. Yet you have not known me.
我们要注意的一句话就是你还不认识我。
Song of Solomon.
雅歌书。
Fifth chapter.
第五章。
Beginning with 11th verse.
从第十一节开始。
Well, let's begin with the 10th verse.
那我们从第十节开始。
From here to the end of the chapter, we have 10 beautiful characteristics of the Lord Jesus.
从这一节到最后一节，我们看见十个主耶稣美丽的性格。
My beloved is white and ruddy, chief among 10,000.
我的良人白而且红，超乎万人之上。
His head is like the finest gold, his locks are wavy, and black as a raven.
他的头像至金的金子，他的头发厚密累赘，黑如乌鸦。
His eyes are like doves by the rivers of water, washed with milk, and fitly set.
他的眼如溪水旁的鸽子眼，用奶洗净安得合适。
His cheeks are like a bed of spices.
他的两腮如香花旗。
Banks of scented herbs, his lips are lilies dripping liquid myrrh.
如香草苔，他的嘴唇像百合花，且滴下没药汁。
His hands are rods of gold set with beryl.
他的两手好像金管，镶嵌水苍玉。
And his body is carved, or his belly is carved ivory, inlaid with sapphire.
他的身体如头雕刻的象牙，周围镶嵌蓝宝石。
His legs are pillars of marble set on bases of fine gold.
他的腿好像白玉石柱，安在金筋座上。
His countenance is like Lebanon, excellent as a cedar.
他的形状如黎巴嫩，且佳美如香柏树。
His mouth is most sweet.Yes, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem.
他的口极其甘甜，他全然美丽，全然可爱，耶路撒冷的众女子啊，这是我的良人，这是我的朋友。
Now, after what we just said as an introduction, when we come back with a few verses like this, some of you might say, oh, no.
在我们简介之后，然后我们读了这些经文，有些人就说哦。
But we're thankful that there are brothers, and I'm not referring to myself, I'm referring to brothers who have gone on before, who have studied, who have helped us with some of this figurative speech, symbolism, simile.
我感谢有些走在我们前面的弟兄们，他们仔细的研读了这些经文，他们就给我们一些的帮助。
We don't want to show any disrespect to God, but often I have said, you know, God,is the greatest of romancers.
我常常说我们的主呢，我们的神乃是一个最伟大的一个情人。
I think those of you who have been studying Song of Solomon on Friday night have seen how there seems to be this revealing of the Lord Jesus to his bride, and then all of a sudden there is that sort of vanishing, sort of hides himself.
当你在星期五晚上读雅各书的时候，你就知道的主常常把他自己爱显向他的他的佳偶显出来以后，他又把他自己隐藏起来。
And there is this constant test by the Lord to see, do we really want him?
常常有这个试验，就是来试验我们是不是要他的自己。
Or do we want something that he gives to us?
还是我们只要他所给我们的一些东西？
I think all of us in this room that have received Christ probably initially came to the Lord with the attitude, with the thought of getting something.
我相信我们在座的人，当我们刚刚得救认得到主的时候，我们都有一个这个心态，就是要想得到一些东西。
We were in a real financial problem.
也许我们在经济上有困难。
We could have been in a death situation, been at a funeral and seen the imminency of death.
也许我们是参加葬礼，看遇见有死亡的事情，我们看见死亡是这么的临近。
With some, it can just be a heart, a heavy heart, a depression that grips us, a cloud.
或者是我们是一个忧伤的心灵，我们的那个愁烦过不去。
And we have cried out to the Lord in a very unorthodox way.
我们就这样向神呼求。
Probably not doctrinally sound for the most part at all.
也许并在教义上好像看起来并不是很好听。
But God does not look at the accuracy of our words.
但是神不是看我们的话语。
He looks at our heart.
但是看我们的心。
Is there a heart there that wants Him?
是否在里面有一个心是要得到他？
And that's why he uses a lot of words like come unto me.
他常常说来到我这里来。
Isaiah 45:22, look unto me and be saved.
以赛亚书54:22他就说仰望我你就会得到拯救。
A simple word that a child can understand.
非常简单的词句连儿童都能够明白的。
When the believers were carnal in Revelation 2 and 3, He just says, open the door, let me in.
就像他就像那当那些信徒们他们是活在肉体里面的时候，就像启示录第二章第三节第二章第三章里面他就说打开门让我进来。
He uses all of this simple language, just to get us to open up.
他用非常简单的言语就是让我们把他把我们自己向他敞开。
There are some very precious meaning behind these 10 descriptions of our Lord.
在这个十个对我们主的描写里面都有非常宝贵的意思。
And Jesus says, have you been with me so long and you still don't know me?
主耶稣对他们说你已经与我同在这么长久但是你还不认识我吗？
And so we need the Spirit of God to take some vocabulary and make it alive in our minds.
我们需要神的灵用一些词句来让我们的心灵能够明白。
So we can come to the Lord's table, for example, and not just pray the same prayer that we prayed 2 years ago.
所以当我们早上来到主的桌子的面前的时候我们不会再用两年前我们所用的那些词句。
But there is a vocabulary that the Spirit of God has given us through the Word that makes us more excited today than we were yesterday.
借着神的灵借着他的话语他把一些的词句赐给我们让我们今天对他感觉是更新鲜。
So just briefly, we're going to look at these 10 words.
所以我们就简单的来看这十个字。
And now don't fret if we don't have to get through them.
不用着急，我们不需要全部都讲完。
We're going to be done before 12.
我们在十二点以前一定会讲完。
Again, I don't want anything to cause someone to say, "Oh, brother," and turn off.
我不希望有任何的事情让你们觉得说，哎呀，就把自己关掉了。
This last 18 months, we've had much sharing on God's eternal purpose.
在过去的十八个月里面，我们交通到许多有关于神永远的旨意。
And we made this very simple. We've really gotten it down to one word. God's eternal purpose in one word is Jesus.
我们把它变得非常的简单，因为神永远的旨意只有一个字，就是主耶稣。
God's eternal purpose in two words is Jesus Christ.
神永远的旨意如果用两个字来说的话就是主耶稣基督。
And in three words, it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
三个字的话就是主耶稣基督。
And if it's in book form, it's the Bible.
若这是以书的形式就是这圣经。
You can't come into God's eternal purpose, Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, if we do not know him.
若是我们不认识他我们就不能够明白神永远的旨意就是主耶稣基督。
And we see here how the Lord presented himself in many different ways in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to the disciples so that they could be around him. And all of a sudden, he gave them understanding and he became real to them.
我们在四福音书里面马太马可路加福音约翰福音里面我们看见说主用各式各样的方法来教导他的门徒们让他们能够认识他。
He became so real to them that their lives reflected and manifested and looked like Christ.
最后他开他们心窍让他们能够明白这些事情所以他们就是那样的像他一样他们的生活能够彰显耶稣基督。
And from that life that was possessed and had been infused by God, by Christ himself, came Christ's work.
从那个在里面被神主织在他们里面的那个生命就产生出来基督的工作。
In that order, Christ first in their life. They possess that life, and then there was the work of Christ manifested.
是必须要有这样的次序，乃是基督先进到他们的里面，他们完全的被基督得着，他们得到基督的生命，然后从里面产生出来基督的工作。
God's work is.And the success of it is directly proportioned to the life of Christ that is in the person, the character of Christ that has been placed there, infused there by the Holy Spirit.
神工作的成功乃是与我们在里面所有的基督和基督在我们里面的组成，在基督在我们里面的性格是成正比的。
Okay, for those of you who get an English bulletin today,
若是你今天是要拿到英文的通讯的话
This point is very well enucleated.
在那里面就讲得很明白。
We'll probably get a run on English bulletins today.
我也许我们今天常会提到那个英文的通讯里面讲。
Time for a commercial. Be sure and read the English bulletin today.
现在是广告的时间，你们一定要读英文的那个通讯。
We won't say any more about this particular point. The bulletin will take care of it.
我们不再多说了，因为在通讯上已经有了。
The first characteristic we see of Christ here is his head.
在这边我们看见的主的第一个性格就是他的头。
She's going to cover these very lightly.
我们就很简单的提一下。
Each one is a message, is a volume in itself.
其实每一点都是对，在它里面都有一个信息，都有很深的。
And we see here this head, and the word gold.
我们看见这个他的头是像至金的金子。
You know, brothers, it's a wonderful thing that our Lord Jesus.Has a head that has divine essence in it.
我们很感谢主，因为我们主耶稣基督的头乃是有一个至金的性情在里面，有金的性情。
There is divine nature in his head.
有神圣的性情，有神圣的美德在他的头里面。
Gold always refers to the divine.
金总是说到神圣。
And it says the Lord's head is like gold.
那就说到主的头是像金子一样。
Now this should give us a great satisfaction as we go through a day.
当我们度过我们每天的生活的时候，这就会带给我们很大的满足。
The fact that God, it says, and cause God took the fullness of the Godhead, and he placed it in his Son.
还是神将他一切的神性的丰满都放在他儿子基督耶稣里面。
All that is in God is in Christ.
所有在神里面的都在
As Ty said, the God who made nature, all of nature.
所有的自然界。
Whether it's macroscopic or microscopic.
是一件大的事，或者是一件非常微小的东西。
Down to that small atom, it is the voice of the Lord Jesus who holds that together and keeps us from having nuclear fission.
即使是那个最小的原子，也是因着神的话把它抓在那里，而不会有产生有原子弹的爆炸。
Someday the Lord will speak the word, and the earth will immediately explode and burn.
有一天当主说话的时候，这个整个世界马上就会产生一个大的爆炸。
It'll be a universal nuclear holocaust.
就是一个全宇宙性的一个核子爆炸。
This is the power.That was placed in the Lord Jesus.
这样的一个大的能力乃是放在我们的主耶稣基督里面。
As our brother said, as we look around, everything that is good, everything that is made, everything that you and I have enjoyed from the Grand Canyon to the most beautiful mountain thing, it says, and the Lord Jesus made it, and everything that is made is of him.
在我们所观看我们四维的自然界，从大峡谷到山上美丽的情景。都是在主耶稣里面被创造的，而且都是美好的。
Is our Christ powerful?
是不是我们的基督是不是非常的有能力呢？
Can we trust the Lord to reign over our home?
我们是否能够来相信能够来信靠基督来我们在我们的生活里面，在我们家庭中掌权？
Over the place where we work.
在我们的工作中掌权？
Over our children.
在我们的小孩子身上掌权。
When they're small, we worry because of sickness. As they get older, we worry about their spiritual life. Can we give them to the Lord?
当他们小的时候，我们担心他们身体的健康。当他们长大的时候，我们担心他们属灵的光景。我们是否能够把他们完全信靠在主手里呢？
Is our worry going to add 1 minute to their life?
是否因着我们的担忧，能够为他们的生命增加一分钟呢？
I could have worried regarding my wife's sickness, but it didn't. That, if I had, it still wouldn't have kept her here.
我也能够为着我的妻子的疾病来担心，但是即使我那样子的话，也不能够为她增加生命。
The Lord loves us more than He loves the sparrow.
主耶稣爱我们，主爱我们比他爱麻雀更深。
But not only does He love us, He has the wisdom. He, our Lord Jesus, has the divine nature of God.
不仅他有他是这样子爱我们，他 也有智慧，他也有神那神圣的性情。
And each day, this divine head is praying for each one of us.
每一天这个神圣的头就为我们每一个人代求。
And he lets us go through some pretty difficult things.
他让我们经过一些很困难的光景。
He let Peter be sifted.
他让那个彼得被像筛子一样筛过。
But what did he do when Peter was being sifted?
但是当彼得像被筛子筛过的时候，他做什么呢？
This all-wise Lord Jesus was praying for him.
这个蛮有智慧的主乃是为他来祈求。
Brothers and sisters, when we see the magnanimous, the greatness, the power that's in the head of our Lord Jesus,
当我们看见主这样子宽广这样伟大的全能的时候，在他的头脑里面，在他们头里面的时候，我们就不会惧怕。
There can be this perpetual joy.
那我们就能够想到那永远的喜乐。
These songs that we sang this morning can actually be a reality.
这些我们早上所唱的这些诗歌都能够成为实际。
They don't have to be something that we just mouth, but in our heart, we then tomorrow, we begin fearing.
我们并不是只是从以我们的口来唱这些诗歌，我们的心里却为着明天担忧。
Fear, worry, frustration are the things that grieve the spirit.
这些担忧，这些忧愁，都泄气，都会让我们的圣灵来担忧的。
And as we said at the beginning, the spirit is our lifeline.
我们刚刚说过，那个圣灵就是我们的生命。
The spirit is what gives life to our mind.
这个圣灵能够给我们的头脑有生命。
The Spirit of God is what gives us peace when everything is being shaken around us.
当我们四围的环境都在被震动的时候，神的灵就给我们平安。
It's the Spirit of God which stabilizes our emotions.
也唯有神的灵能够平稳我们的感情。
But when something comes into our mind, might be an attitude of judgment,when it becomes an attitude of disappointment in someone, the spirit is grieved, and then the Bible says it even becomes quenched.
当任何的事情临到我们的头脑，我们有着对着别人的论断，或者是一些灰心泄气，那我们就令在我们里面的圣灵担忧，甚至消灭他圣灵的。
And we find ourselves spiritually naked.
我们就看见我们是在属灵上面是赤身肉体的。
And maybe in a few minutes, might be a day, or might be a week or so, all of a sudden there is this distancing from the Lord.
也许是几个小时，也许是一天，也许是几天几个礼拜，我们就发现我们与神是远离的。
As we've been studying in the Song of Solomon, our brother brought up so wonderfully Friday night, the Lord,really hasn't moved.
当我们在读雅各书的时候，就像一个弟兄在礼拜五晚上交通的说，我们的主并没有移动。
We have really cut the power supply.
我们是把那个能力的来源减掉了。
We have said, my worry is more stronger than the head, the Lord Jesus.
好像我的担忧比我们主耶稣基督的头更大。
And it's a form of blasphemy.
这个乃是一种亵渎神的形式。
And this results in spiritual poverty.
这就把我们带进属灵的贫穷里面。
On the other hand, it could be overconfidence. It can be pride that does the same thing.
另外也很可能是我们过分的自信，我们的骄傲也会有产生同样的事情。
Because since God is in Christ, the divine head, he wants to.Stay the divine head. We're not to have any glory.
因为我们的主是有他神圣的，他是神圣的头，他也愿意是永远站在那个地位上，他不愿意我们有任何自己的荣耀。
Oh, how we love to be the head.
我们是多么喜欢当头。
Oh, how we love to just receive a thank you once in a while.
我们也是何等希望人家跟我们说感谢的话。
How easily hurt when we're overlooked.
当人家不看重我们的时候，我们是何等容易就受伤了。因为在我们里面有一个东西愿意要站在战胜那个神所站的地位。
How stupid.
这是何等愚蠢的事。
How foolish.
这是何等愚拙的事。
We have a head that God has put all of the heaven, the power of heaven into, and we want to usurp, we want to take the place of that.
在神他给我们一个头，是属天一切的能力都在这个头里面，但是我们却是何等愚拙的想要篡夺这个位置。
We have it. By the way, we're going to change some person that's in our environment.
我们有时候就想说，要来改变在我们周围环境的一个人。
Instead of giving it to the Lord to deal with this person, we've got to get in there and we've got to change.
而不是把这个人交在主手里，让他来工作。我们常常自己想要来改变这个。
Roommate, teacher, coach, peer, superintendent, employee, boss, wife, husband, the minister. There's someone we've got to start now.
也许是我们的室友，我们的老板，我们的老师，我们的教练，或者我们的校长，我们的朋友，我们的配偶们，就是有一些人，我们就想要来改变他们。
This stems from a superior attitude of pride.
这个就是我们那个骄傲的情形。
Can the Lord handle our finances?
我们的主是不是能够来掌管我们经济的情形呢？
Or do we got to get out there and act just exactly like the world, protecting, grabbing, holding, saving, exactly the way does it? Or can the Lord handle our finances?
我们是不是要像世人一样出去要夺要取，要为自己存留什么？还是让主来掌管我们的经济情形呢？
You know, the only thing we have to do is just show up for work.
我们只要做的就是我们每天都辛勤的工作。
If it's minimum wage,
即使是最低微的薪资
or it's $100 an hour,
或者是100块钱一个小时，
we're not even be concerned about it.
我们都不需要来担忧。
The psalmist says,The righteous shall not beg bread.
在诗篇，诗人告诉我们说，义人不需要求饼吃。
Let the head direct.
让我们的头来掌管一切。
I will build my church.
主说我要建造我的教会。
对呀， it's no fun trying to build a church.
若是我们自己想要来建造教会，是不是件非常愉快的事情？
I have found out that I have far too much trouble, building myself.
我自己要建造我自己都有许多的问题。
Taking care of my own spiritual needs.
为了来照顾我自己属灵的需要，我都有许多。
Without trying to change someone else.
不改变别人。
Number one, I can't see the heart of anyone.
第一个，我不能够看见人的心。
The person that often looks like the low person in the fellowship.
那在聚会里面看起来好像是一个很低微的人。
God comes back and says, "The first shall be last."
主说在前的将要在后。
I've been looking at that person's heart. That person doesn't look like much on the outside, but they want me.
但也许我主说我是看那个人的心，也许他在外面看没有看不上眼，但是他却有一个要我的心。
The one that's running around doing all the work, the one that's doing the speaking, we have the idea that's where I want to be.
也许我们以为那些跑来跑去有许多服侍或者是站讲台的人是他们要变成那样子，要得到那样子的人。
Let the Lord as head build the church.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们的主成为头来建造他的教会。
So our second word.
第二个字。
His hair, his locks are wavy and black as a raven.
他的头发厚密累垂，黑如乌鸦。
Here we have a beautiful picture of everlasting vigor, vitality, beauty.
在这边我们看见有一个永存的活力，永存的青春。
I might be standing up here in front of you this morning, but I obviously don't qualify.
我今天虽然站在你面前，但是我不合乎这个条件。
It's green and going fast.
而且是灰白的，而且常掉得很快。
But isn't it wonderful that there is one who never grows old?
但是是否是非常美好，有一个人他永远不会老。
There's one when we can come around the table in the morning and we've been doing it week in and week out, year after year, that can put a new song in our voice.
对，有缘一个人是当我们来到主的桌子面前的时候，我们一周又一周，一年复一年，但是他能够把一个新的歌放在我们的里面。
A person who can give us a new dimension of himself.
有一个人是能够让我们对他有新的认识。
Oh, brothers and sisters, we must be open when we come to the table.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们在主的桌子面前的时候，我们必须是敞开的。
The week before, Saturday before, asking Lord, put that new song so that when I look at the wine, when I look at the bread, it's just not wine and bread.
我们在礼拜六的时候就应该 来到主面前，求主把那新歌赐给我们。当我们看见桌上的饼和杯的时候，并不是只是看见饼和杯。
You know, brothers and sisters, we're not the same yesterday, today, and forever.
弟兄姊妹们，我们并不是昨日、今日、明日都是一样的。
Ask our spouses.
问问看我们的配偶。
Oh, they wish we were.
他们希望我们是那样子。
Just a little bit of stability.
即使是有一点点的稳定。
We're just like a yo-yo.
但是我们就好像一个yo-yo一样。
But there is one who is absolute vital, filled with life consistently every minute of the day.
但是有一个人，他是充满了生命的活力，他是每一天都是一样的。
How many of you got excited by getting something? A new car, a new home, a new rug, a new piece of furniture.
我们常常因着得到一个新的东西，新的车子，新的地毯，而觉得非常的兴奋。
For this group, I got to include computer.
在这个聚会里面，我说要新的电脑。
Only to find out that the day you buy it, Microsoft comes out with something new.
但是很悲惨的，当你买的那一天，那个 Microsoft 就有新的东西产生出来。
Those of you in the electronic field, no. I mean, it's old when it hits the market.
那些在电子世界里面做事人都知道，当他们在到了市场的时候，已经变成旧的。
And you're excited, you master this thing, and then the guy next to you says,You should see what my computer does.
当你已经很会用这个，但是你隔壁人就说，你看看我的电脑能够做。
And that old proverbial balloon, boom, someone puts a pen in.
然后就有一个人把一个好像一个针扎进那个气球里面一样。
Why do we make these things our happiness?
为什么要让这些事情成为我们的喜乐呢？
They become our life.
那些成为我们的生活呢？
They rust.
他们是都会朽坏腐朽的。
Our threads get moth-eaten.
我们的那个线会被虫来咬。
Things die.
事情会过去。
Our loved ones die.
我们所爱的人也会过去。
People that are real close, they die.
那与我们非常亲密的人他们会过去。
And yet we put our happiness in these things.
但是我们却把我们的喜乐放在这些的事物上。
There is one who is black, wavy,and always is that way.
但是有一个人，他的头发是厚密累垂，黑如乌鸦，他是永远是那样。
Always young.
他是总是那样子的年轻。
Does not tire.
他不会疲倦。
Is not subject to failure.
他也不会失败。
You know, spiritually, we sort of get ticked off at one another because of the spiritual inaptitude in one another.
常常我们因着在个人里面属灵的光景、属灵的程度，我们有比较。
I remember Brother Dana Condon, who incidentally will be with us in Memorial Day weekend.
我想到 Dana Condon 弟兄，他在Memorial Day weekend 会来与
我们同在。Dana said that he felt that his ministry could really take off if his wife would just come up to speed.
他总是觉得说，若是他的太太能够与他一起全力往前的话呢，他的侍奉能够前进得非常快。
About the time that he thought that, he heard his wife take a call to someone who was sick on the phone and the fellowship and the ministry that she gave to that person.
他当他有这样的思想的时候，他就听到他太太在电话上跟一个有疾病的人在那边的交通。
And he said that she said things that I could not have said.
他说他太太所说的话是他自己都说不出来的。
We need to learn not to be tired of one another.
我们需要学习说我们不要因着别人而觉得疲累。
And the only way we can do that is have that vitality of the Lord in us.
唯有当我们有主耶稣那样子活力在我们里面的时候，我们才能够这样子。
He never tires. How many times do we come to him in weakness and say, Lord, this is embarrassing. Same sin. Thank you for forgiving me.
有多少次我们来到主面前说，哎，真是不好意思，又犯同样的过错，但是他总是来饶恕了我们。
Our children make the same mistake two or three times, and we get angry.
当我们的孩子们犯同样的过错两三次以后，我们就会变得很生气。
Do we need another spirit?
我们是不是需要有另外一个灵呢？
You know, that's the nice thing about these characteristics, brothers and sisters, is that they're not only seen as an example.
弟兄姊妹们，这些特性的好处就是它并不是只是看作是一个例子。
The life that we see in the head.
在我们看到那个在头里面的那个生命。
The vitality that we see in this as represented by this hair.
在它那个以那个头发所代表的那个活力。
It's all ours.
都是我们的。
It's all available.
都是让我们可以取用的。
You ladies, as you train your children.You do not need to tire at those perpetual same old questions that are asked by your children.
姊妹们，当你在教导你的孩子，当你孩子一直问同样的问题的时候，你也不需要觉得疲累。
That's why the Bible uses the word train up a child.
所以圣经是说教养你的孩子。
Train means continuous. It's a perpetual thing. It just doesn't.You know, you take Aladdin's lamp and rub it and it's done.
这个训练乃是一直继续不断的训练，并不是说你拿了一个阿拉丁的那个神灯一摸就可以成功了。
I don't know who's receiving the training, the parent or the child. I think it works both ways.
我不知道是谁得到这个训练，得到这个教导，是孩子还是父母，我想是两方面的。
But I know the only way to successfully train the child is with the vitality of the Lord.
唯有能借着主的活力，我们才能够很成功的来教养我们的孩子。
And incidentally, parents, this is your guarantee that they will love the Lord when they get older.
而且这个也是你们的一个保证，当他们长大的时候，他们一定会爱主。
Let me explain.
让我来解释。
If you are training your children in a right thing, it might be just manners.If your training is not done with the vitality, the love, the patience of the Lord, the children will reject your religion.
若是你只是来以一个对的事情来教导孩子，而不是靠着主的活力、主的生命、主的忍耐来教导他的话，你的孩子一定会拒绝你的教导。
The words that you speak to your children probably carry about 1% of the message.
你对孩子所说的话，他只听到1%。
What your children hear is the consistency of the life, the vitality of the Lord in you as you do your preaching, as you do your training, as you do your teaching.
当你在教导你的孩子，当你在教在对你的孩子讲话的时候，他们所得到的乃是在你里面那个主耶稣的活力，主耶稣的生命。
I've been so thankful this week that the Lord does not tire.Of my sin.
在过去这个礼拜，我实在是感谢主，因为他没有因着我的罪过而疲倦。
If he did, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
若是他那样子的话，我们真是会落在一个很悲惨的情形里。
Let's take one more.
然后再看另外一点。
The eyes.
眼睛。
The eyes are like doves by the rivers of water, washed with milk and fitly set.
他的眼如溪水旁的鸽子眼，用来洗净，安得合适。
The eyes are the seat of our expression.
眼睛是我们的表情。
And here in this passage, we see the intimacy that the spouse has with her beloved.
在这边我们看见那个佳偶与他的良人之间那种亲密的关系。
Or we communicate our heart.
我们常常借着我们的眼把我们心里面的情感说出来。
My children often tell the story, they say, has dad ever looked at you with one of his looks?
我的孩子们常常说，父亲有没有用他那个眼睛来看过你呢？
I have never personally seen those letters.
我自己没有亲眼的看见这样子的看送眼看。
But sad to say, a lot of other people have.
那有许多的人都看过。
But you know, I'm thankful this morning that there is one set of eyes that are compassionate, that are tender.
但是我感谢主，今天早上有一对的眼睛是充满了怜悯，充满了慈爱。
They're washed with milk. They're pure.
他们是用奶洗净，他是那样的纯洁。
You know, we try to bat our eyes, to communicate, to be lively, and yet, what counts is what is behind those eyes. The eyes are simply the expression of the heart.
眼睛只不过是表达我们内心的光景，但是我们常常想要，要让我们的眼睛好像充满了活力，来看人。
If there is no purity in the heart, the eyes, are glazed over. They do not express love.
若是我们心里面没有那个并不纯洁的话，我们的眼睛没有办法表示出那个爱。
Our eyes are full of often disapproval to our children.
我们的眼睛常常对我们的孩子很不满意，我们的孩子。
We correct our children often just with our eyes.
我们常常用我们的眼睛来矫正他们。
And this is good.
这也是好的。
Providing behind even that look of disapproval, just as Jesus probably looked at Peter, there is compassion.
但是在那个不满意或者是矫正的眼光后面，必须要带有怜悯，就好像当那天主看彼得一样。
This compassion only comes when we have seen ourselves as sinners.
这只有当我们看见我们自己是罪人的时候，我们才有这样子连续的心肠。
We often have, as we look into those in our family, both here and at home, looks of disbelief.
我们看见常常看我们的家人，就觉得他们好像很不相信。
Looks of disgust.
好像觉得很不好。
Looks of resentment.
拒绝他们。
Looks of superiority.
或者是觉得有超越他们的感觉。
Looks of contempt.
或者有气愤的感觉。
Looks of jealousy and envy.
或者有嫉妒的感觉。
Looks of lust. I desire that. I want that.
或者有一种想要得到我是应该得到的那种看法。
How different our Lord.
是与我们的主是那样的不一样。
You know, brothers and sisters, we've got to come to the place where we know Him.
我们必须来到的地方，我们要认识他。
He's much different than just.Someone who 2,000 years ago lived for 33 and a half years, was a great teacher, went to the cross and died.
他并不是只是一个人，他2000年以前来到地上，他在地上活了33年半，他是一个很好的教师，然后他到十字架上为我们而死。
We're thankful that the Lord went to the cross and died.
我们实在是感谢主，他上十字架为我们死。
But a lot of people in Jesus' time went to the cross and died.
但是在主耶稣的时代，有许许多人也到十字架上而死的。
Very painful. Many suffered the same pain.
有许许多人也是经历这些非常痛苦的苦难。
Physical pain.
这是肉体的苦难。
But the Lord was separated from God.
但是主耶稣却是与神被神弃绝。
He suffered for all of us what we suffer when we're separated from God.
他是为着我们来受苦难，是与神被神弃绝，就好像当我们与神分离一样。
That's how come we often feel so miserable when that spirit is grieved and quenched.
当我们里面的灵担忧或者是被消灭的时候，我们也是觉得是落在那样苦恼的光景中。
We have stepped outside the door, slammed the door in the face of our beloved, and he stands at the door and knocks.
我们是打开门出去，然后把门关起来，但是我们所爱的人却在门外敲门。
We have 7 more. We're going to stop right there.
我们还有七点，但是我们必须要停下来。
I learned a lesson last week.
我上礼拜学了一个功课。
I taught first grade.
我去教一年级的学生。
Yeah, and the children do real, real well from 11:30 to 12 o'clock.
那些小孩
excuse me, from 10:30 to 11 o'clock.
那些小孩子们从十点半到十二点之间，他们是非常好的。
But after that, the teachers are beginning to wonder, what else am I going to teach them?
但是那个时间过了以后，那老师就会觉得我还要教他们什么呢？
And I think this is a good place to stop, and maybe Lord willing, at a later time, we can look at some more of these characteristics of our Lord.
但是我觉得这个是一个很好的时间，我们可以停下来，或是主允许的话，也许我们在以后的时间还有机会再交通到其他的特性。
He is a wonderful person to behold, to see.
他是一个非常美丽的人，是让我们配得我们来注视的。
May we not be like Philip, have you been with me so long, the Lord said, and you still don't know me.
但愿我们不像腓力一样，主对他说，你与我同在那么长久之间，你还不认识我。
You know, as we every day open up to the Lord, as we said at the beginning, just to say, Lord, I want your life today. And we do that throughout the day, morning, noon and night. Some of it, the Lord will reveal himself to us.
就像我们刚刚开始时候所说的一样，每天我们就来到主面前，向主敞开向着主，对主说我们愿意认识你更多，在早上，在中午，在晚上，都一天之中不继续不断的说，主一定会来教导我们。
Not only in vocabulary, but in life.
并不是借着言语教导我们，乃是生命。
In reality.
而且是在实际。
We worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Truth means reality.
我们乃是以诚实和心里和诚实来敬拜主。
It's like a well water, welling up. There's that vitality again.
好像一个井水一样，从里面涌上来，是充满了活力。
It's not just showing up. It's not just putting on our Sunday good clothing.
并不只是出席或者穿上我们星期日的好衣服。
That has nothing to do with it.
那个是与这个毫无关系。
The question, do we know him inside?
但问题是，我们是否从里面来认识他？